Here's Andy Udman.
Real food like butter, like real milk, like eggs, have been made the devil in the world of food to the point where people are afraid to eat real food. And unfortunately, the result of that is 72% of the country is obese or overweight. We have heart disease, cancer, and diabetes rates at all-time highs. And every year, it's getting worse.
Now, I'm going to warn you right off the top, folks. We don't normally have dangerous criminals on this show. But I would stand back from the radio. No, a little more. Stand back from a radio. Because your radio may be dangerous this morning. At least that's the thought of our governments, who have been consistently pursuing our guest this morning and may yet send him to prison for as long as 14 years, and I'm not exaggerating. What does he do? He provides a product that I was raised on. Milk. That's his crime. He provides a product that I was raised on. Milk. Raw milk. They went after him again last week. We're talking, of course, about a farmer just north of London, Michael Schmidt. Michael, how are you this morning?
Good. It's raining finally here.
It's raining, and I'm sure all farmers are doing a little dance this morning,
yeah.
Even if the rain is a little late.
Yeah.
Now, you're not in the Kingston pen yet, are you?
No, and I think they're closed it down by now.
Yes, they have, actually. I think it is closed down.
Say hello to Pam Colleen, Michael.
Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How are you today?
Good.
Michael, I know this doesn't mean anything to you, but I see you everywhere. You are not a farmer anymore. You are a celebrity. I've been watching all these videos from interviews you've been doing stateside. And your message, Michael, is starting to get out there.
It seems to, yeah. And it's actually not my fault. It's I would say it's certainly with great support from the Canadian officials that they promote me in that direction.
Well, let me share right off the top one of the clips I spotted on one of the interviews this morning, this one with Mike Adams.
Yeah.
This is Mike Adams, just to give our audience an understanding of how big this story is. This is not just a little farmer outside of London, Ontario. This is a huge story. This is part of a much larger picture. Folks, I want you to hear this exchange. Now, this was just days ago, Michael, when you did this interview with Mike Adams.
Yeah, that was 2 days ago.
2 days ago. So this is very, very current. This is a clip of their exchange, Owen Sound area farmer Michael Schmidt in conversation with Natural News host Mike Adams.
When you really look deeper into that, how much corruption is connected to all these regulations which are imposed, and then you find out, well, everybody is lining their pockets, bureaucrats lining their pockets with all these programs, with a total neglect for what we need for our survival on this planet, and that means biodiversity. You know, we're surrounded by GMOs. The same agency which destroys our genetic pool is the one which approves GMOs, and it doesn't give the people the right even to know what they're eating.
No, it's insane, Michael. It's out of control. It's a world gone mad. They're destroying the animals. They're destroying the crops. They're destroying the seeds. They're destroying the soil. They're destroying the minds of the people. They're destroying our future. It is a world gone mad.
Pam Colleen, what are they talking about?
They're talking about the corporate control of our government and how the government just bows down to corporations and what they need in order to make profit.
Okay, so why did we send all these... You know, I'm thinking here in London. I've been at the police station. I've been in the radio control room. I see all the calls that go unanswered because we don't have enough cops. And here we have all these cops descending on a dairy farm near Owen Sound to stop a guy from producing the product that I was raised on?
That's right. It's the personal choice. It's the freedom of the consumer to be able to access these foods and for the farmer to be able to provide these foods.
Okay, so what's so scary to the government about freedom
of
choice?
What's scary to the government is that we are looking for freedom here, freedom of choice, and obviously our government is against freedom.
Michael, I cannot believe your intestinal fortitude fighting these guys. How many years has this battle been going on?
Well, it started in 1994. That was when we had our first raids here on the farm, when when we had this concept of cow sharing and people owned a piece of a cow, and then the local health officials just came down on us and literally tried to destroy us. So that keeps going. It's since 1994, so soon it will be a 20th anniversary of trying to fight for this little piece of freedom.
Would you describe what happened last week?
Last week is a completely different story. Last week what happened was, it was actually exactly a week ago, 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, I always describe it as the gravel on the road on our driveway was much louder than from one car, and then I saw five, six cars swooping in and knocks on the doors, and then they start said there is they have a search warrant, and that they will go through the entire house and farm and the buildings, and then they spent about 7-8 hours to take documents with them, copy cell phones, took computers with them to copy them at their office, and it was initiated by the CFIA.
That's the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, a federal agency. Yeah,
that's right. Which sounds almost like CIA, by the way. I always make fun of that. But and this time they were on a hunt for sheep. Sheep which they had designated for slaughter, and in their terms, they said we need to humanely euthanize these sheep in order to prove that they're healthy. So that is how schizophrenic our society or our bureaucracy has become.
Okay, they needed to kill these sheep to
humanely euthanize. Watch the words. Humanely euthanize, you know? They put it on a silver platter, and then they say to test if they're healthy.
Yeah, it sounds very Orwellian, isn't it?
And if they find out they are healthy?
Oh, too bad. They're dead now.
Now, when they tested the sheep, what was it that they discovered? What were they so afraid of?
Well, they were afraid of that these sheep have scrapie, but what we have here is actually a genetic profiling that these sheep apparently are more susceptible to scrapie. And Karen Salek, the lawyer from Montana Jones, has done a lot of research on this whole issue to look at which sheep are susceptible and why is it. You know, the whole scrapie issue in regard to eradicating it in Canada, I think there's only two countries in the world where they don't have it. They're talking about it's an economic disease. It's really not something which is dangerous for the people.
Well, our audience, you know, they're hearing words like scrapie and missing sheep. They're getting a little bit confused. What is the larger agenda here in North America, Michael, that you're fighting?
The larger agenda is that we entering in a phase where corporate control dictates actually government policy. And the sheep issue is another example of that, that somehow bureaucrats have decided to go after scrapie, and I think nobody is opposing that, but with a complete disregard for the genetic diversity. We're losing our genetic diversity in agriculture everywhere. We have these GMOs coming in there. There's no respect. Just look at it. A normal farmer who farms beside a farmer who has GMO, genetic modified crops, this affects his own operation. There's absolutely no recourse. And the consumer even doesn't have any kind of choice because the government refuses to label GMOs. If genetic modified foods are so good, then they should be proudly displayed on the label, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And there we see how corrupt, internally corrupt that whole system is, and people are sleeping and sleeping, and I always say sheepless in Canada.
You know? Sheepless in Canada. Michael, Dalton McGiddy's in town this morning, makes a habit of listening to this show because I keep something he's fascinated with, and that is Daddy Dalton's daily disaster diary. Do you want to say hello to Dalton, and do you have a message for him?
Well, I have to say I saw Dalton in a new light when I met with him just before I ended my hunger strike. And this was such an example of there's the human being, Dalton, and there's the bureaucrat or the government person, Dalton. And these are two different people. And that is what gets me is once they're in the position, yeah, the compassion changes, they listen to experts that simply become, it seems like, just robots for a system where they cannot actually make any more a conscious decision.
Those agents who came to your farm, this process that could send you to prison, if there is one person whose picture is on the front of the book that's being written, is it that of Dalton McGuinty?
I doubt it.
Could he stop this?
In regards to the milk issue, yes. In regards to the sheep issue, no, it goes further. I think it goes, there should be a faceless person there, because we have so many faceless bureaucrats who enjoy a power trip. And that is where I say that the greatest danger we are actually facing is a faceless faceless dictatorship in this country.
Wow. Hold that thought, Michael. We have your lawyer on the line. We're going to talk to Karen Salek in just a moment and ask her when you're going to prison for producing the product that I was raised on and the product that helped me to grow to be 6'3" and in perfect health for several decades now. Maybe I wasn't drinking it properly. It didn't poison me like the government says it will poison you. We'll be back with Michael Schmidt and Pam Colleen in just a moment, right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBQ.
Oh, but they love to hunt everybody down. That's the new government. That's the new tyranny. Government announces that you're the enemy.
Yeah.
You the farmer, you the guy who wears a John Deere hat, you the veteran, you the patriot, you're the new enemy. They want to hunt you down. They want to charge you with conspiracy. They want to throw you in jail. They don't want you to have the right to farm and have a diversity of animals. That would be freedom.
Farmer Michael Schmidt from just north of London in conversation with Natural News host Mike Adam just 2 days ago. Now, Pam, one of the videos that I was watching this morning on the movie Farmageddon, starts with this clip of a woman saying they came in with guns. We have ten children.
They
came in with guns.
Yes, that's right. I mean, this kind of raid is going on all across North America. It's not just happening to Michael Schmidt. In a little while, we'll be talking to Linda Falaise, who's featured in the movie Farmageddon, and she'll tell this very similar story as to what's happening with Michael and the farmer who owned the sheep, and that's Montana Jones.
A quick word about that documentary, Farmageddon. Folks, if you want to wrap your mind around this issue, you just go to YouTube, and there it is, Farmageddon, F-A-R-M-geddon.
Farmageddon.
It is powerful. It's direct, very easy to understand. Now, I promised I was going to bring in Michael Schmidt's lawyer, Karen Selleck. Let's do that now. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
When's Michael going to prison, Karen?
Well, the interesting thing about that is that under the provincial legislation where he's been charged for selling or distributing raw milk, there's no provision for going to jail unless you don't pay your fines. Now, Michael hasn't paid his fines. He's been fined over $9,000. But the government, for some strange reason, whenever they get to court, they keep downplaying the possibility that he'll go to jail. They keep minimizing that possibility, even though at the same time, in the background, he knows that threat of jail is hanging over his head. And the reason that they're downplaying it in court is because they don't want his charter right to liberty to be brought into play. Because if you're going to jail, then your charter right to liberty is clearly part of the consideration. And they don't, the government lawyers don't want the courts to be thinking about whether or not this violates his liberty. So they just keep saying, well, he's only going to have to pay a fine.
How much do you expect that we, the taxpayer, have spent trying to track down this dangerous criminal named Michael Schmidt?
That's a good question. I've sent off a number of Freedom of Information requests now, and so far the only concrete number I've got back was from the Grey Bruce Health Unit, who've spent $166,000 on outside legal fees. And that doesn't count what they spent on their own personnel doing the raids. There have been five other lawyers involved for the province of Ontario. I'm trying to get numbers out of them as to how much they've spent. But, I mean, my guess is that it's got to be $1 million by now.
$1 million.
I would think.
To stop this man. Now, of course, they have a very good case because people are dying everywhere from drinking raw milk. That must be the case, Karen. How many bodies do we have so far?
Well, nobody has ever been reported ill from drinking Michael Schmidt's milk in the decades that he has been producing it. Even in the U.S., I think, which is a much larger market for raw milk because in some states there it's actually legal. In the past 11 years, I don't think anyone has ever died from an illness related to
raw milk. Actually, in the last 30 years, according to the FDA.
No bodies.
Yeah.
Nobody bent over a toilet bowl.
Well, there have been people who have been made sick from raw milk, but there are people who get sick from pasteurized milk too. There's pathogens in virtually every type of food. People were killed last year by eating cantaloupe. People were killed from sprouts. They died from eating lettuce.
In fact, Pam Colleen, let me just jump in. Mm-hmm. The other side of the argument, that we have a health crisis in North America on so many fronts that it may well be linked to the lack of us drinking raw milk.
Sure, there's a lot of healthy properties in raw milk, and I think consumers are starting to learn about the healthy properties of raw milk, and more consumers every single year are seeking out this product. So it's the informed consumer is actually switching from drinking pasteurized, killerized, nukerized, homogenized white liquid that you find in a grocery store, and they're looking for the fresher version that comes from the farm.
Okay, we do have to take a short break at the bottom of the hour. We are going to meet an author in the second half. I'm really looking forward to meeting Linda. Tell us about Linda.
Linda is the author of the book Mad Sheep, and she lives in Vermont, and she is featured in the documentary Farmageddon. And her story is actually very similar to the story here in Ontario with Montana Jones and the disappearing and now slaughtered sheep.
Linda, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. We do have to take a short break in just a moment, but Linda, tell us your story in a nutshell.
We imported sheep from Belgium and the Netherlands, worked really closely with USDA, our version of CFIA, and when the sheep were to get their final health certificates, a branch of USDA showed up at our farm, said that they were concerned our sheep could be susceptible to mad cow disease, which scrapies, the sheep disease related to it, and wanted to destroy our sheep. We took the USDA to court to stop them from seizing our sheep, and 17 days before our appeals court hearing, they showed up at 5:30 in the morning with 42 armed federal agents and USDA officials and took our sheep out to Iowa and killed them for a disease that doesn't exist.
How many federal armed agents?
42.
42, and they were actually carrying guns?
Yes.
And you estimate that they spent about $1 million investigating you, your family, and your farm?
Well, that was according to their documents.
Who were they going to shoot? Who were they going to shoot with these guns?
Go ahead, sorry. I don't know. I guess they assumed that there was going to be some sort of war and militia. We have a very small town here in Vermont, and no one locks their house, no one locks their cars, and this is just unreal. And I have no idea why they would feel it necessary to bring in armed federal agents.
42 armed federal agents? This is beyond bizarre.
The irony is that a USDA whistleblower just came forward because of seeing Farmageddon, and he said that USDA knew that this whole incident was a fraud and that they used the sheep to go to Congress to get $450 million to upgrade their laboratory facilities in Ames, Iowa.
Michael Schmidt, you may be a dangerous criminal, but you didn't have 42 armed federal agents. You must be almost a little bit agent jealous.
Well, I think considering the circumstances, it almost doesn't matter how many people swooping on your farm. It is quite heartbreaking when you're suddenly confronted with that reality that there's no privacy left. They take everything you have, and you assumed to be guilty on all these charges.
Unbelievable. Hold the thought. We do have to take a short break, or I'll be in real trouble. We'll be back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
As farms like ours resonate with patrons who are yearning in their soul and their bodies are craving for real food, and they eat this food and realize, wow, this is actually food that I can pronounce what's on the label and that I can actually make in my kitchen, that's a pretty amazing thing that now 95% of what Americans eat, you can't pronounce and you can't make it in your kitchen.
When you really look deeper into that, how much corruption is connected to all these regulations which are imposed, and then you find out, well, everybody is lining their pockets, bureaucrats lining their pockets with all these programs with a total neglect for what we need for our survival on this planet, and that means biodiversity.
Michael Schmidt, you're the farmer who's causing all this trouble near Owen Sound, north of London. They raided your farm again last week. They keep saying you could go to prison. Michael Schmidt, it's a big story. It involves raw milk, which we all know, and we know that you are now considered by some a dangerous criminal. Big story, Michael. I didn't see it covered by the media anywhere until yesterday when I found an article in the Toronto Star. Michael, why is that?
Actually, I'm surprised how well, I mean, considering how the media works, I still find it quite impressive how well it is covered. The mainstream media. I think Sun Media is actually doing quite a good job.
I was going to mention them because I saw your interview with Ezra Levant, and certainly you got a lot of support in that corner. But the mainstream media, I didn't see anything for days after that raid. Let me ask your lawyer,
that's right, yeah,
Karen Selleck, about where we stand legally with Michael Schmidt, Karen.
Okay, well, we just recently got permission to proceed with our appeal to the Ontario Court of Appeal on the milk issue. And then on the sheep issue, that's a completely different story. I'm not actually representing Michael on that. I've been representing Montana Jones, the woman whose sheep were stolen. They are still investigating. No charges have been laid against anyone, but they certainly are, you know, very free with making threats to people about going to jail. That's where the 14 years for Michael comes from.
Do you think that Michael will ever spend a day in prison?
Actually, yes, I do. I don't know whether it's going to be in connection with the sheep, but knowing Michael's propensity to put himself in the middle of things like this and to stand up to Leviathan, yes, he probably will at some point spend some time in jail.
Pam, remind our audience again a little background on Linda before I ask her the next question.
Well, Linda is the author of the book Mad Sheep, and she's featured in the documentary Farmageddon. Her whole story is exposed in that movie, threaded in with other farmers who've had other similar events happen to them as well, where their farms have been raided by men showing up with guns.
Linda, when they showed up, 42 federal agents with guns, what threats did they make to you?
There's a bad connection here.
Oh, okay. Linda, can you hear me now? Can't believe I said that. Linda, can you hear me now? Okay, we'll try to get back
yes,
to
it. Yes, now I can hear you.
Okay, Linda, what threats did those federal agents make to you? Something about the stock market, and if you didn't cooperate, it could have an effect on the stock markets? Obviously, we have a problem there. What was the threat, Pam?
Well, she was told that if she didn't have her sheep destroyed, that the stock market would crash. I mean, these absolute ridiculous threats have been made to Linda over the years during this story. And unfortunately, of course, her sheep were eventually destroyed. And, of course, it affected the livelihood of her family.
I don't get the connection with the stock market.
I know.
I'm trying to follow the logic.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, some wild threats there. Have you had any wild threats along the way?
Well, the interesting thing was when the investigator, David Eagleson, he's a head honcho of investigative unit of the CFIA, when he came to the farm, the first thing was he said, Michael, your days of trouble are over. You toast, you will be done because we have everything on you now, and that's the end of your story. And I said to him, what are you talking about? And then he said, well, you're enjoying a lot of traveling in North America. And what I understood is, we'll make sure that you're not going to do that anymore. And I started laughing. I was still working in the farm bakery. And they started screaming at me, put the knife down. And I said, you in my house. If you don't like that I have a knife in my hand to cut a cake, then you leave that room. So they were absolutely rude.
But Michael, this story has been going on in other farms throughout North America, and we recently heard the story about the pigs in Michigan who were killed because they were simply the wrong color. Can you talk about some of these other incidences?
It is about 5 years ago. I started openly talking about the war in the country, and some people said, well, Michael, don't talk about it. It's not that bad. And I said, if you guys don't wake up, there is a war going on against these small-scale farms. The corporate farms, they flourish here, and the small-scale farms, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's small butcher shops connected to farms, if it's small outlets on the farms, if it's vegetable growers, the CFIA comes in and said, we need to take samples of your veggies because of E. coli. If you say one word against them, then they threaten you and say, well, that's obstructing an officer, which is a criminal offense.
But in Drummondville, in Quebec, the city of Drummondville is planning to make it illegal to grow vegetables on front lawns. So this is just getting more and more ridiculous.
It's getting insane.
Michael, you even made a comparison to what's happening now, to what happened in Nazi Germany, you being German.
Well, I experienced the aftermath of the war. So I asked my parents, how the hell did that happen? You know, why did you let this happen? And then they said, well, until we woke up, it was too late that we could do something. And that is what I'm saying here is also, if people do not wake up how their food supply is threatened and how their health is threatened and how their liberty is threatened, it will be too late to act. And we are basically at a tipping point where either people wake up or we end up in this new form of dictatorship where bureaucracy, basically a faceless bureaucracy, which is far more dangerous than, you know, a dictator, because you always can blame a dictator. But a faceless bureaucracy, you have nobody, you can blame nobody. And everybody is hiding behind this wall of bureaucracy.
And it's happening 10 times worse south of the border. So let's go back to author Linda Feles. Linda, we asked you earlier, I just want to ask that question again, because we lost you there for a moment, about this threat about the stock market. What was that all about?
USDA told us that if our sheep were even assumed to have mad cow disease, that it would cause the stock market to crash, because the beef industry is so important here in the United States. And along with the beef industry, it's also the pharmaceutical industries. And when USDA came after us, they said they were getting pressure from the beef and the pharmaceutical industries, which Pam had talked about, the corporate control of government. And the reason the pharmaceutical industries is that so many bovine byproducts are used, everything down to the gelatin that's in tablets when people take medications. And if a country has mad cow disease, they're not supposed to source from their native herd anymore. So USDA was doing everything they could to keep even a whiff of mad cow disease being associated with the United States away.
We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to wrap up our discussion with farmer Michael Schmidt, with Pam Killeen, Michael's lawyer Karen Selleck, and author Linda Feles. So when we come back in just a moment, right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Okay, back to farmer Michael Schmidt, and let's give you, our audience, a takeaway from this. Michael, it's an ongoing battle. You've been at this for 20 years. What do you hope to accomplish, Michael?
I think focus really needs to be on that people wake up, that people understand better what is going on in the country in regards to the farmers, how farmers struggle to make a living, how farmers struggle to grow the food they want to grow, and how the farmers struggle to actually connect with the people who need the food. I think it's almost hopeless to deal with bureaucrats and government, because they're anyhow in the pocket of corporations. And the process, which normally should go through Parliament, a fair debate, a critical debate in Parliament, it has to happen now in the courtroom, because otherwise we're not getting anywhere anymore.
Do you have any sympathy at all in Parliament whatsoever?
You know what? Even if I would have sympathy, most people have to toe the line, and then they tell you privately, oh yes, you know, we support you. But at the end, they have no choice, because they have to follow the party line. And that is why I think it's, for me, it's a farce when you look at Parliament. You know, do we have independent, real independent thinking politicians? I haven't seen one yet.
Nope, I haven't seen one yet. And if they are independent, they don't get elected. Karen, let me ask you, as Michael Schmidt's lawyer, what you hope to accomplish for Michael in the weeks and the months ahead?
Well, what we would like to see is some change in the court jurisprudence. That is, the decisions that are coming out of the courts have virtually eliminated the concept of liberty from our court decisions. And we want to start turning that around. It's been going on for, well, ever since the Charter came out, so roughly 30 years. We want to start turning that around and making the courts understand that the word liberty in the Charter really has some meaning, and that it has a broad meaning, not a narrow meaning, and just make them see that the legislature is violating liberty on a daily basis, and the bureaucrats are violating it on a daily basis, and that's got to change.
And Linda Fellis, author of Mad Sheep. And you really, Pam, just a word again about this documentary, which is so a must-see.
It is a must-see, and people can see it for free on YouTube. But basically what we're seeing in this documentary is this systematic raiding that's going on farms throughout North America, and how it's basically closing down a lot of farms that are providing real food for consumers who want it.
Linda, I don't know what your spine is made of, but I can't imagine what it was like to have 42 armed federal agents descend on your farm.
It's something that you'll never, ever forget. And it's like Michael said, to have such an invasion of privacy is something you would never wish on anyone else. And that's my goal, is for people to see that this is happening all across North America. USDA is putting pressure on Canada and on the CFIA, and that both countries, people need to stand up. And most importantly, people need to vote with their dollar. If they buy from the farmers, they're supporting the farmers.
Linda, there are people listening to this. They're just banging their heads on the radio saying, I still don't get it. What threat is Michael Schmidt on his farm near Owen Sound? What threat is Linda Fellis to the world? Let them produce their raw milk. Let people drink what they want.
It's a threat to the corporations, because they're producing these inferior products, particularly with the milk. They're doing so much adulteration to it. And you cannot take one of these CAFOs, these large factory farms, and produce a high-quality raw milk. You'd have to pasteurize it in order to have a product that wouldn't kill people. But someone like Michael is producing a product on his farm using the best practices that is the best product you could give to a person.
Linda, let me just ask you about what you just said, the best product you can give to a person. We have so many health crises in North America right now, from asthma in children to obesity to allergies to just about everything. I mean, most schools don't allow peanut butter through the front door now. Is there any possibility that the solution to this whole crises and series of crises we're seeing may relate to the integrity of the food we're eating?
Absolutely. And I like to use my three children as an example. For 17 years, they never went to the doctor.
Amazing. Amazing. Now, with this new trend happening where more and more consumers are getting informed, they're learning about the health benefits of pasture-raised animals, buying from local farms and supporting local economies. I mean, aren't you seeing more and more people go out to farms to actually buy their food?
Yes, I am. And, you know, the impediment to the farmer is really the bureaucracy, the faceless dictatorship that Michael was talking about. And people need to know that these agencies have their own police force. In the United States, the USDA has the Investigative and Enforcement Services. And these are guys that wanted to be in the FBI or the CIA that for some reason couldn't make it. And so they have all this zealousness to go after someone.
Cop wannabes. Linda, we're almost out of time. I want to do something here. And that is, whenever we have guests like this, often they'll say later, there was just one more thing I wanted to say. So let's play There's Just One More Thing I Wanted to Say with each of you. Michael, what is it?
I just hope that people wake up early enough to turn things around in this country. Otherwise, it looks very bleak.
Karen?
Well, okay, this is very opportunistic, but I guess I'd like to tell your listeners that if they are interested in supporting Michael Schmidt and our case, they can do that by supporting the Canadian Constitution Foundation, which is my organization that's undertaking his legal defense. And they can go to our website, theccf.ca, and make donations there if they are interested in supporting.
Author of Mad Sheep, Linda Fellis, there was one more thing you wanted to say.
Buy from your local farmer. If you can look your farmer in the eye, then you know you're going to get a good product.
And I think we should also ask each and every one of you for your websites. Karen, you just gave us yours. Michael, what's your website?
Michael?
I don't have a website, but what you go is go on the Bovine, which is devoted to the freedom of raw milk, the bovine at wordpress.com.
And you're on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
And Linda?
I have a Facebook page for Mad Sheep, and our website is 3shepherdscheese, all spelled out, .com.
Michael Schmidt, we thank you so much, and we just shake our heads at your tenacity. Boy, they didn't know what they were getting into when they tackled a German dairy farmer with the kind of spine that you have, so we salute you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Karen, thank you for all you've contributed to our program.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. And Linda, can't believe what they did to you with that raid. Have you ever recovered? Do you still have nightmares?
I still have nightmares, but I'm still fighting on behalf of farmers. I'm working on a screenplay right now and my next book called The Right to Eat, The Next Civil Rights Movement.
Well, we'll have to have you back on the show.
Say that title one more time, Linda.
The Right to Eat, The Next Civil Rights Movement.
Wow. There is something to chew on. Thanks, Linda.
And everybody should also be sure to watch the documentary Farmageddon, F-A-R-M, Farmageddon.
Wow. What an hour it's been. Pam Colleen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Andy.